It's the Brian Park Project from NPR News, and time to sink our teeth into some of the sweetest, spiciest, juiciest stories that are news today. It's the news, well, you really can't use. We call it the ramble.
All right, Robert, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rachel Martin, our newscaster, are you ready?
Now I am. Got the mic on. We're ready.
I'm ready and I'm going first. If you're in San Francisco, you have absolutely no choice at all. You have to have a paper bag or nothing at all, or you have to bring your own cloth bag when you go to the store. Starting today, larger supermarkets are banned from giving customers plastic bags with their purchases. The city council approved the anti-plastic bag law back in March. Concerns about, some $180 million plastic bags handed out each year in San Francisco. You know, they clog up storm drains. They kill wildlife. You know, about 1,000 miles west in San Francisco. Have you ever seen? There's this patch of ocean, which apparently, about the size of Texas, pretty much just made up of plastic bags that have floated out.
It's a good thing they don't make paper bags out of trees, because they'd really be in trouble there.
Well, at least you can recycle, though. I tried to get somebody to put my groceries last night in a bag that I brought with them, and girlfriend just is not having it.
Really?
Put in the plastic bag, wanted me out of line.
I guess it wasn't fashionable. It wasn't fashionable enough.
I didn't know what to do.
Get it together, East Coast.
I was intimidated. Okay, Robert.
News flash, rich young women still ride horses. Two of the 20 women on a new list of the 20 most intriguing rich heiresses are competitive horse riders.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Horse riders.
Girl horse riders.
Georgina Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg's daughter, and Paige Johnson, daughter of BET chief Robert Johnson, are both trying to get a spot.
Paige Johnson yesterday.
Look at that. She's big on the show. But they're both trying to get a spot on the 2008 Olympic team. This list was put up by Forbes.com, who obviously doesn't have anything better to do than to highlight an eclectic bunch of rich single gals under 40. There's a Hearst, a Getty, a Branson, but no Hiltons. Sorry, Paris. Sorry, Nikki.
I'm not that sorry. I'm sorry. Rachel, what do you have?
Okay, I read this story this morning. I could not believe it. So apparently, if you go to a Jets game, and if you don't like your halftime entertainment, the official show, you can go to Gate D. And at Gate D is where all this, I'll let you make up your mind. But basically this group of guys gathers there and they shout chants at the handful of women who may be walking by until they convince them to remove their shirts and expose parts of their body.
So they want to squeeze the Charmin.
Basically, they want to squeeze the Charmin.
Maybe they're just practicing.
They don't want to squeeze. I think it's just visual stimulation. But there was a New York Times reporter who went to check this out, investigative piece. And when he asked, the security guards are standing there smoking cigarettes, just kind of looking like this is just another day at the game. And he's like, what up? Why don't you intervene? And they said, hey, free speech, man. These people have a right to do this. And then they promptly detained the guy and confiscated his tape recorder.
I'd like to think they're just practicing for Mardi Gras. That's the glasses half full side of my life, but
it's good of you. You're a good person.
I'm trying. Robert, you get to do the last story.
Add this to a list of side effects of a drug commonly taken for glaucoma: pretty eyelashes. Doctors noticed that patients taking the drug Lumigan sometimes experienced eyelash growth. You know, longer lashes like the big mascara ads, the big blinky blinky.
Yeah.
The FDA rulebook says a drug may be prescribed for any use once it's been approved. And an increasing number of people who don't suffer from glaucoma are saying, I'd like some of that Lumigan.
Yeah, like take some of that. My stubby little eyelashes.
I don't know how this is going to hurt the mascara industry, but the active ingredient in Lumigan is something called Bima. So if you grow that at home, you're in luck.
Rachel, Robert, thank you for all the news you can't use, but you know it was interesting anyway. That's The Ramble.